Panda Talks uses adult language and has adult themes. Viewer discretion is advised.
Well, I thought, Brady,
Yes.
as soon as I hit record, my dry throat's like, hey, I'm here. I thought you could be the mediator in this heated argument we're
Ooh,
about to have.
I am a meat eater.
You can award points, you can take away points. The floor is yours.
That's not fair. I'm not an unbiased judge.
He's biased.
You can
I'm
be
biased.
unbiased.
I can't
No.
be.
You can listen
I'm
to.
gonna buy your loyalty right now. This was not scripted. Do you guys have wands?
No, I have Snape's wand,
Yeah, I bought her
but
Snape's
that's
wand for
it.
Christmas one year, but I wanted to do the whole thing in Universal Studios, but then we went there. When we actually went there, it was a nightmare.
Oh, it's amazing though.
So I want to go
We'll
to
go
the
when
one in
there's
Florida.
less people.
Because we went in California
Ooh,
and
it's
we went into the wand
claustrophobic.
shop and we literally were like shoulder to shoulder the whole way through. And I don't know if it's because of the day we went. It wasn't a weird day. It was like a
But it was in the
Wednesday.
summer.
No, it was.
It was September, that's still
Oh,
summer.
yeah. Okay.
I think, at least there, I was
Yeah.
sweating.
No, for some reason I was thinking of. Because last time we went in November, I'm like, oh, it's in November. There we went. And I don't know what it is, but that just those shops, because we went in the Weasley Brothers shop, and it was like nobody. It was like us and a couple other people.
At Honeydukes, the candy
Yeah, we
store.
went in Honeydukes,
Yeah.
and there was like nobody there. And then we kind of wandered around, we got butter beers and stuff, and went around, and then we went into that little section, and like out of nowhere, it just like got packed. And I'm like, because I want to say we went in there and it wasn't that bad, but then by the time we left, it was like shoulder to
Well,
shoulder squeezing through to get out.
Orlando's bigger too.
Yeah. They have an actual train
So,
ride.
well, and they have like Diagon Alley and all that stuff.
Welcome to Panda Talks. I'm Amanda.
I'm Brady.
And we're joined again with Tyler. It's been a while.
Yep.
And as you could have guessed, we're talking Harry Potter.
Old Henry Potter.
It's time for the much, much excited. I'm so excited for the debate of wands but rocks. And that's what I'm calling it because I just thought that. I don't know when I came up with that title, but I was like, oh, that's a perfect title.
I'll peek behind the curtain. It wasn't, I don't think it was necessarily supposed to be a debate, but you were just so like, I'm gonna bring this up. And then when you brought it up to Tyler just,
Shut it
no.
down.
You shut that
Absolutely
down.
not.
No, that's
Absolutely
not in the
not.
lore.
So then you were like, all right, well, you know.
That's what sparked the
Let's argue.
oh my gosh, we need to, because I'm not trying to get you to convert and be like definitely wands but rocks, but my goal is to have you consider, maybe, and then
This is gonna be a tough episode for you.
especially because I don't like to argue. And I'll probably just shut down and be like, yeah, you're right, you're right. But I do have some compelling just theories, just qu like kind of like our first episode we did where we just had questions and we just sat down and said, hey, do you think if someone had a threshold as a Patronus, could other people see it? And then we just kind of, I think yes, I think no, you know.
And you know what I thought about? Can I hurry and talk about that real
Oh,
quick?
please do.
So then bring up the Thestral thing. Can you imagine the faces of everyone at Hogwarts after the Battle of Hogwarts? Now seeing Thestrals all over the school?
Yes, I think that was where did I read that, like, yeah, I read that somewhere, and I'm like, yeah, a lot of people's worlds are like just torn up upside down. You having
Cause,
fun, Brady?
yeah,
Playing Pokemon?
I'm not playing Pokemon. What are you guys talking about?
Playing Pokemon Behind the Books, which is a
So,
very obscure reference.
so today, yeah, it's basically gonna be about wands, wand lore, the things around that.
Because you are in the Harry Potter universe, a wand maker. That is your chosen career.
And I happen to have something that you guys get to choose from today. I brought some of my goods.
Oh, did you make all these?
Yep.
So what is what?
This is just stuff that I have when I go do some of my shows. We line them up.
Do you sell them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's That's so cool.
And mine are unique because a lot of people do their stuff on a lathe. And those are still cool, but a lot of mine are more elemental, like Harry's wand. If you look at the end, like I even have a picture of it right there. It's all just bark and wood and different elements.
I actually did look up his wand.
I'll pick this one.
Oh, okay.
I knew you were going to grab that one.
The one that looks like an ulnar?
The one that
a what?
An ulnar bone?
Ulna?
Is it ulna or ulnar?
Ulna. There's radius and ulna.
I thought it was, okay, well, all I know is that the end looks like you could scoop out someone's eyeball and slurp it up like soup.
I instantly knew you were going
to
grab that one.
I just it called out to me.
Sorry, I don't know why that was so funny to me, but... Oh, it's these are all so cool. I like this one with the little... It's either a lizard or a guy with a long dick.
It could just be a symbol.
Yeah, I was going more rune.
Oh. Dope. I'm getting into runes recently. This just ended. No, my dad went to Australia on his mission. Controversial
that's okay.
For you. I know. But his souvenir he brought back was a little... I loved this thing growing up, and I always got in trouble for playing with it, but it's like a little, like... I don't know why he got it in
it's
Australia.
It's like a little tiki-looking
yeah,
thing.
It's a native with a headdress, and then you, like, pick him up, and his feet stay stationary, and a wing-wong pops out. It was the funniest thing.
You got a little wooden aborigine with
yes.
The dong popping out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, these are so cool. Do you remember what woods these are? Did you pick these out with Alice? Sorry, maybe you didn't
for
want
the,
me say
for this episode?
Or just in general? Like, did you guys just go, like, picking up? Ooh, I like
oh, yeah, so
one.
The ones that have the natural ends?
Yeah.
It's, I'm trying to remember what kind of tree it is, but it's a root. So it's actually from the root of the tree.
Okay.
It's a really soft wood, and you can actually do some really cool carvings with it.
Or if you're
like
from around
one.
Here, it's a root.
It's a root.
Did you guess I'd choose this one?
Yeah. I literally was like, hey, he's
you
picking the bone
me.
One. You're picking the one with the ivy growing up the bottom, so...
This is... Thank you. I have nothing... Would you like a baguette? I made a fresh baguette today. Thank you. Do you mind passing these back, Brady?
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be
really
fun.
We
gotta
have wands for the wand episode.
I'll be... We can point these at each other accusatory.
I missed this one, too.
Oh, did I miss one? Sorry.
It was in front of me, so it wasn't by you.
Well, thanks. That's so cool. I do want to get into the official Pottermore.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I mentioned on one of the episodes... Oh, go on.
No, I was just going to say we haven't...
Yes, we have.
That's for another episode that we are doing.
Yes. We more just went off our feelings. Like, I would like to be in House Slytherin, which I do think... And if my Patronus would be a wolf, which I do think does come into play. Because, I mean, look at Tonks and how her Patronus changed.
Because mm-hmm.
she wanted it to. Or did she want it to? Or was it an emotional thing?
It's an emotional thing.
But wasn't she trying to prove to Ramis, like...
No.
Oh.
It's completely emotional. Because... Snape, and here's the thing, Snape can conjure a Patronus, yet he was a Death Eater. No other Death Eaters can do that.
Yeah.
And so it's just an emotional reflection that, you know, his doe is also the same as Lily's.
Yeah.
And so Tonks, I don't know if it ever mentions what it used to be. I think it does at one point.
I think it does, because that's why it was brought up that it looked like, it was weird, and it looked like a...
Looking a little
like
bit
a,
more wolfish.
Yeah. But I can't remember what it originally was.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah. Dang. Every time we talk to you, I'm like, I wish I would have
done
binged all the books.
I just finished reading them again.
Well,
I need to. But...
I need to get them on Audible so we can actually...
That's have, how I read
have time to read them.
I do it 3 or 4 times a year.
Oh, I should do that. Especially with
so I can come
Stephen
to this
Fry
stuff.
As the narrator.
No,
it's not Stephen Fry, though.
It's another British guy.
He's done a few, at least. He at least
well,
did
Stephen,
one.
Well, here's the thing. Stephen Fry has done the entire series.
But not on Audible?
No, on Audible. But for some reason, I think it's only available in the UK.
Oh, stop.
And in the US, we have Jim Dale.
Well, I mean, he's not bad, but...
No. Jim Dale?
When we listened, was it Stephen Fry or the other dude?
It was the other dude.
Because he wasn't bad.
Oh, no, he's... And I'm not saying
Fry.
But it's not Stephen Fry.
It's not
I think
Stephen Fry.
The only book I have that is Stephen Fry is my Sherlock Holmes collection.
I did not listen to that,
and
but...
That's, well, it's a 70 hours. So
yeah, I was going to, and then I looked at the
Big collection when we got back.
The entire...
And you gave me shit for the Brother Karamazov, and it was 50.
Well, that's like all the books. It's not like one book. Like, one Stephen King book is like 70 hours.
Yeah, that was never
read a Stephen King. Yeah,
so, Jim Dale.
So, Jim Dale's awesome, too. I'm not saying, like, Jim Dale sucks or anything, but you can listen to... Stephen Fry, he does the special on HBO talking about Fantastic Beasts and their ties from, like, our mythological beliefs to what they actually probably could have been based in.
Oh, that's awesome. I have to look that up.
So it's in the Wizarding World collection on HBO. Right. So
well, I know what I'm watching tomorrow when you're up at the Mayan. I can't sleep. But...
Still, both of them are good readers, and that's, like I said, the only reason that I'm able to keep up on my game is because I listen three or four times a year through Audible.
Well, I need to get on that, but... Alright, well, let's get into this. Let's get into the accusatory yelling back... Let's not yell, I have kids.
We're not going to set this up like an actual debate, because I don't know how to be an actual moderator.
And I don't know how to actually debate. I know there's, like, you say your defense... for 3 minutes, then you get 3 minutes, and then you get a rebuttal for a minute.
I don't know. You'll probably just say your piece. He'll attack your piece. He'll say his piece, and then you'll
try
to rebut.
What's the quote? We'll just shout over each other. What is the quote I'm trying to think of?
All I can think about is Metalocalypse. He's like, nothing was decided.
That's it.
We just all yelled, and then he was beaten.
That's what's going to happen. We're just going to yell, and then someone's going to get beaten. Probably Brady.
Probably.
He's the only non-wizard here. Mm. Or wizard lover, whatever you want to... Okay.
I love it. I just don't... I haven't delved as deep into it as everybody else.
Well, and I considered myself a friend until Tyler came over, and then he, like, knew everything, and I was like, I peruse. I just peruse the books.
This is one thing I will say I know a lot about.
No, and... That's awesome. That's why, like, I always want you over here to talk about it, because it's fun, and I learned so much with you here. So,
sorry.
All right, so this all started because I went to a rock show, because I am that crystal freak. It comes really easily with the territory of being a massage therapist. Really easy to slip into that slippery slope of crazy bitch. My friend and I went, and I found this really beautiful wand that was a celestite, and celestite I showed you, it's just this really beautiful blue wand. It does have healing properties. Celestite has mindfulness, meditation, and prayer, so it's a really good, like, calming one. I have mine above my bed, and then if I were to do, like, spiritual workings or massage workings, it's something I could, like, wave over and promote peace in a massage, you know? So it was when I had that... And I think we made an Avada Kedavra joke or something. That's when it hit me that I'm like, but these do have, like, energetic properties or magical properties or whatever you want. So what if wands but rocks? And so that's what got this whole thing started. Why does this offend you so much, sir, is my first question.
I don't know if offend is the right word.
It's extreme, but...
There's just certain things that I tie into the lore and I'm like, that I don't think it fits.
Okay.
Rock. So, don't get me wrong, jewels have been used, but they're only for an appealing aesthetic. So, like, look at Lucius, his wand has emeralds around the base of the snake head. His whole wand is, like, for just, aside from...
aesthetics.
Yeah, it's all aesthetics. It has, you know, a silver snake head.
Oh, but it's super badass.
And then emeralds, so... But as far as looking into the lore of things... A wand is made of natural elements, and the one thing when you brought up rocks, I was really fighting for your cause for a second, trying to be like, that'd be cool, that'd be a whole third element and degree to add into wand lore, but the more I thought about it, at least, I was like, okay, there's two stones, or two rocks, in the entire... Think about it. Think of the entire Wizarding World book and movie franchises. How many stones or rocks are mentioned?
The Philosopher's Stone.
So yeah, philosopher slash sorcerer stone.
For America, sorry.
Get it right.
Sorry.
Or go. Just kidding.
And there's one more that's somewhat of a stone or rock.
I don't even remember the second one.
It's a bezoar.
Oh, that's right. But it's, yeah.
And but essentially, think about it as like...
And that's actually a true stone, by the way.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, it is. It's a real thing. But, and again, look at both of these so-called rocks. One, they both have to be made. They aren't just in existence, right? So the Sorcerer's Stone, we have yet to get any extra archive or anything on how that's made. We just know it's very, very difficult. And only two people together have successfully made one.
Sidebar, can you remember how in Full Metal the Sorcerer's Stone was made?
The Philosopher's Stone?
Yeah, same.
Well, I know, but in Full, that's what I'm thinking of, because Full Metal, they call it Philosopher's Stone the whole time.
Okay.
I don't.
Because I was going to say, we could borrow that for content. Because it had something to do with the homunculus.
I remember the dude...
Sorry, this I want to say the conversation, Tyler.
That in the show, because it was controversial, I don't think it was real, I want to say, like, at the end, somebody made, like, transmutation circles around the whole city, and then they... Everybody in those circles would die, and all their power would go straight to the middle, and they would.
So make, it took human sacrifice.
It took human sacrifice to make one stone, and then that stone would be your philosopher's stone or the all powerful, you know, whatever you would name. You ever seen Full Metal?
No, but do you get my point? They had to do something to make that stone. Same as a bezoar. It's like, okay, it's not just there. It's pretty much like passing a kidney stone, right? You piss out this rock that's built up of whatever's in your system. And it just started to build and form there.
Are you good, sir?
That's not me. That's
the same.
I thought it was Brady.
My bad.
No, I can hear it.
I thought it was Brady's switch going off. I'm like, catch the damn Pokemon already.
But like a bezoar, yeah, sitting in the gut of a goat, but that's something that's being made over time. Like there's a process. It has to be made. It's not just something like you go outside or you go find one of your crystals or gems. That's a natural thing made that you can just go pick up off or in the earth, right?
Yeah.
Think of anything else. And the other thing I was thinking about is, okay, I'm trying to tie rocks into Wanlore, but the two components, the wood and the cores, are living elements. The tree you're getting your wood from is a growing living organism. The thing inside that's the core came from a living organism, and there's a life force attached to them. So my argument with rocks, I'm like, there's nothing we know about as far as like an organic living rock, right? At least in the wizarding world.
Yeah.
So that's where my first brick wall is like, I don't think they would work.
This is research, I promise.
Go for it. No, if you have something to add back, I want to hear like...
Well, this is coming up later in like 2 seconds. But it's interesting that you went, this is a third, like almost like a level up.
Mm-hmm.
My mind went back to this was the beginning. Because my thought was, and someone else brought this up, when you think witch, you think white European, and the man who said this was trying to point out that witchcraft is racist because it's white European. Well, yeah, because that's where the witch trials and everything happened was Europe. But if you go down south, you go to Africa, you go to Haiti, you know, you have all this other magic still there, but it's just under a different name. So that ties in, I promise. If you came over here to America, to the first natives here, especially like living out in Utah, out in the deserts, well, they didn't have a lot of trees growing. So what if they used rocks as their wands? Like, what if rocks were the first wands, at least over here in, like, the natives? So my thought, my idea that made me so excited about it was, what if this was, I mean, you get different, you're smirking.
I just had a thought. It doesn't go along with anything, but it popped in my head as soon as you said it. It was from SpongeBob, and he's like, the pioneers used to ride these rocks for miles.
Yeah, what if, but like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, what if, like, the natives here with their magical abilities that are so different from, like, the European witches and wizards? What if it was rocks? Like, what if that was, like, America's thing, you know?
They didn't learn to use wands until... Till the Europeans came over, though.
Yeah.
Because you had Azolt Sayer, who was the first witch.
Is that a legit...
That's a legit thing.
Okay.
So, Azolt Sayer, if you guys don't know who that is, she is the founder, or one of the co-founders of Ilvermorny, School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. She was one of the first people who came across in the Mayflower. She was running away from her evil aunt who killed her parents. If you guys haven't done your homework on Ilvermorny, I want a movie on it. It's really good.
I think you brought that up last time, mm-hmm. and I agree. Or, no, HBO series, The Founders of Hogwarts. Yeah. That got me jazzed. Where's that? It's not...
Still not
It's been here. 2 years. What the heck?
But, so Azolt was the first witch here in the States. I mean, natives had magic, but they haven't progressed or honed in on it. So, like, think about it more. It was more of almost the African version, because African wizards actually don't use wands a lot. They're taught from a young age to project it without having... So a wand is like an extension of yourself, and it hones in your powers. African wizards are taught... Nah, you don't necessarily need that, so you can still do, like, wandless magic.
Yeah.
But that's kind of how Native Americans were before Europeans came. But then when they found Azolt and her little school hiding out, you know, in, Massachusetts? Yeah, it's hiding somewhere in the mountains by Massachusetts. They said, oh, we're going to give you some of our magical secrets if you teach us one... like, wand lore and wand work, because her and her nomad husband were the first two to successfully create the first wand in the Americas, too. Which was, they didn't specify what kind of wood, but the core was horned serpent. Shavings from the horn. So, as far as saying Native Americans used rocks,
well,
technically they didn't use any.
Okay, point taken. But you're talking about the natives in the Appalachias, or Appalachias, or whatever you want to call it. Go further west, where it's barren and dry, and there's nothing here. I mean, up here in northern Utah, yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on, but, like, let's go to Arizona. There's not a lot of growth out there. And, yeah, they could be projecting, but what if they used it as, like, an aid? Because I'm going to bring up again... Because I do think it's worth putting out there, even if it's not big in the wizarding world, is, like, the different properties that different crystals do have. And I wrote down just some of the, like, most common crystals and, like, some of their properties. So, like, what if someone, like, had an amethyst? Well, amethyst is great for, it heals, it helps reduce stress, it helps psychic awareness, peace. So what if, like, a healer used that to help heal the sick? Citrine's one of my favorite just because it promotes positive energy, happiness, money. Quartz is probably the most common. Clear quartz purifies, cleanses, promotes creativity. Rose is a love working. You use it for self-love, love for others. And smoky is great for cleansing. So what if you use these different rocks or whatever to promote those different sides of you? Like I said, I went primitive. I liked how you went forward. And that brings me to my next argument. Oh, and I did write down the different, and we can get into this in a second, but the different energies that wood has, because that's also a thing, and I wanted to acknowledge it. But take a look, for the viewers at home, people hand make these wands,
mm-hmm.
and they put crystals at the end of it.
Crystals in them.
Yeah. So how would you feel if maybe it was like a core or even just a little charm on the end, like chiseled into more of a point? Would you accept this as wand but rocks? Maybe this could be the third evolution combining the two.
And that all falls into, does it work? Because other magics can cancel or make other magic kind of wonky.
Yeah. But no, these are dope. I'm going to make my own one day. Not today, but...
Are there hagstones in good old Henry Potter?
I mean, I've
never heard mention of one.
I wouldn't surprise me because, I mean, they're like a real thing that exists. So I could imagine one.
And that, because that would be my next question, is I can't remember.
And give us the full description of what a hagstone is.
So a hagstone is, it's a hagstone or a witch's stone, right? They call it witch's stone.
It has a couple different names, but yeah,
hagstone. It's like a stone that has a, it's any kind of stone that has a hole in the middle. And you look through it, it's supposed to be able to reveal secrets. And back in the days, you know, you could look through them and find, like,
it's good for bad things.
Yeah, well, you could find, like, fairies and stuff. people pretending to be, or creatures that were pretending to be humans. You could see, look through the hagstone and see what they actually were or whatever.
So it is called an adder stone. It is a type of stone, usually glassy with a natural occurring hole through it. In Britain, they are also called hagstone, witch stone, serpent's eggs, snake's eggs, or... Oh, I don't know what that is. I'm not even going to pronounce it. Oh, it's from Wales, so no wonder why I can't say it.
but that's what I was... Because they... A real hagstone, is you find it with the hole already in it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's not supposed to be like... Because I know people make them, and you can make it look like that's how you found it, whatever. But I was just like, I don't know if that... So I want to say I remember it, but I'm probably confusing another movie with a, you know, a stone that you look through and you can see, you know,
you're whatever. You're thinking Coraline.
There is Coraline, but it is some other movie, but I can't remember what it is.
Fun fact for the three people sitting at this table, but that's actually how Joseph Smith translated a lot of the Bible, supposedly. I met a client that left the church over that fun fact.
The Bible?
Or the Book of Mormon. The Mormon Bible. Part two. But
I thought he just held it.
No, you put it in, they would put it in their hat and then look in the hat. And I do remember hearing this, that it was such a, like, everyone did it to the point where Joseph Smith came out and he's like, only I can do it. You guys got to stop. And they stopped. I don't remember where I heard that from. But, yeah, I did meet a client that's like, we'll get into that later. That's not for the podcast. But, yeah. Hagstone.
I just wanted to know because I feel like a hagstone would be, like, I don't think you could throw that in a wand. You could probably insert a wand into the hagstone
it could be a charm. Sorry, I was looking at these wands and then
that's, again, is that something that we're gonna say is a natural thing or is that something that you could charm? Because no, that'd be cool to have that in the wizarding world. Because then think, oh, we have those. If you have that, you can see someone that's like
with
a visibility cloak.
Or somebody just pretending, like,
to be a rat.
Yeah.
Like Harry, if Harry would have had that looking for the Horcruxes. And it was kind of like Coraline looking for the spirits. You know?
That would be cool magical artifact. I just don't think it's ever come up in the lore.
I don't...
That was my only thought. Because I'm just like... thinking about,
and again, I don't think that's something I would attach to a wand. That would be something that, like, you carry on you.
I was thinking
you could see somebody wearing an invisibility cloak walking around. It'd be,
well, it's just like Mad-Eye's eye. You'd have it strapped to something over your face, and it's like,
or what if they could be like an accessory? Hear me out. You tie it on this picture I have. It has little charms tied around the wand. You, like, looking for lost things, you're an Aura, that's your,
Occupation.
Yeah. You have one of these charms, and it does help you magically find lost things, what you're looking for, whatever.
It's something on as a side piece, like a completely thing that's not attached to my wand, I can go for that.
So you're more into, they can be accessories or additives, but not...
I don't see them as, like, a full-blown... heavily magical property, like, as far as casting. Because we got into this debate, too. It's like, okay, I brought up this question on one of our first episodes that I was on here with you guys. If I have a broomstick, and I use a certain kind of wood, and I imbue it with a magical core, does that mean I have a lethal broomstick now? Think about that, if they would have had those during the Wizarding War. You have people flying around casting stuff out of the end of their brooms. Because really, there's no barrier to say you can't.
And I can't remember what agreement we came to on that episode. But I like to think yes, because I think that'd be cool as
hell. I totally think you can do it. It's just, one, it hasn't been done, but if we're going off of lore, like, the only thing I could think of is you won't be able to... One, I think it'd be too industrial for the Wizarding World to have to hunt down, because wand makers only take what they need from certain... Because you can't make a wand out of any tree. Let's clarify that, too. I can't walk up to any tree and say, okay, I'm going to make a wand out of this. It has to be a tree that has magical essence to it. And the number one sure way you do that is if there's bow truckles in a tree. Because they only live in magical imbued wood. So you think this to scale broomsticks like that, you'd probably be killing a lot of the magical trees in the environment, which I'm getting very wizardy hippie on you guys. But I think the idea is to preserve magic, not industrialize it. Yeah. So the reason they make wands, okay, well, I only have to take a few branches or limbs each year from this particular tree to make a wand, and then that wand goes out to a wizard. Whereas you look at broomsticks, they take a piece of wood and then they charm it, they do different things to make it do what it does. That's the difference between a broom and a wand, is the wand actually has magic, the broom, they put magic into it. So I think if you were to do, you know, a broomstick, you can technically make one, but you're not going to be able to mass produce it like they want to make their money.
All right. Do you want to go over like some fun healing properties wood has?
Yeah, let's get into this.
Because I feel like this could definitely tie into like, and you could open your book and fact check me, because I tried to get all the main characters' wands and then be like, oh, does this, like, the attributes of this, like, reflect on their character? Like, how good did JK, like, because she did a lot of, I feel like, cross-checking between, like, real witchcraft and things she wrote. So, did she go as far as, like, the types of wood everyone got? And I've immediately forgot who had what wands. So, you can fact-check me with your book. I will try to...
Are you telling me these were written by a woman?
No. Initials. Genderless. Mm-hmm. I should have pulled this up on the break. Harry Potter wand list. Alright. Okay, so why did I start with pine? Harry has pine.
No, Harry has holly.
Alright, I don't know who... Oh, I started pine for me. Because, haven't done the test, but if I were to, like, guess or pick my own wand, wood, given that opportunity, pine has a very special... My family has a very special relationship to the pine tree. And I know there's, like, 1,000 different types of species. I'm not going to get into that. But, like, my grandpa was a mountain man. He came from a family that, like, they built... You know, if you go into the national forests, parks, whatever, and you see, like, the trails you're supposed to stick to, he built those. Like, that was an occupation he did in his youth up until he was married. Had my mom, I think, by the second or third kid, he quit. He used to sell Christmas trees, and to this day, he still picks and sells pine nuts. So, like, the pine tree is very sacred in my family, I guess. Like, there's a good relationship. So, if I were to choose, I would choose pine as my base wood. And it is a good moneymaker tree, which is really funny, because you think of that family. This is a side note, sorry. Turquoise is a stone that's really special to that family. If I could think of that family, they smell like pine and they're wearing turquoise. Both of those are really good money-making, have really good money-making properties. And they're all a bunch of misers. And so that's funny to me. But yeah, pine has fertility, wisdom, and longevity. So that's a fun fact.
Do you want to hear Rowling's thoughts on pine?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, those who have pine as their wand would. The straight grain pine wand always chooses an independent individual master who may be perceived as a loner, intriguing, and perhaps mysterious. Pine wands enjoy being used creatively, and unlike some others, will adopt unprotestingly to new methods and spells. Many wand makers insist that pine wands are able to detect and perform best for owners who are designed to live long lives. So did you just say longevity in your other...
I did.
Was that there? Yeah.
Fertility, wisdom, longevity.
And I...
And looking at my genes, them sons of bitches live a long time, and I'm not looking forward to it. I want to die when I'm 70. They've all gone out, like, pushing 100. I'm like, it's a little too long. So, I don't know. Do you think that...
And it says, I can confirm this is as much as I have never personally known the master of a pine wand to die young. The pine wand is one of those that is the most sensitive to non-verbal magic.
Okay. I like that. And just to add, if I could guess, I would guess my grandpa would also have the wand. And this... We need to write his autobiography. It would be a bestseller. They'd make it into a movie. He has the craziest stories. And he has 1,000 guardian angels. Like, he's living on so many... There's so many times I'm like, you should be dead. His most recent one happened 6-7 years ago. He hit a horse driving in the... Like, hit a horse. It killed his dog. Driver's side impact. His dog died. He was fine. He, like, hitchhiked in the back of some drunk guy's truck to civilization. And, like, we're like, you should be dead. Like... You looked at his truck and you're like, there's no way. So, that's
so,
pretty cool.
I don't think that Fred Weasley's wand is pine, but...
that would... I like that handle. I don't know
like
if I've
a
ever
pine
seen...
cone.
That'd be kind of shitty if it was. Just saying, especially after
yeah.
she came out and said what she said about it. Do you think those qualities fit me, though? Because... I feel like I have two sides, because, yeah, I feel like I'm independent, could be perceived as
you
a
think
loner.
Do you think your wife's a loner, Brady?
I can't
be. You're independent.
Because, see, here's the thing with me. If you do the color test, which we have done on this podcast before, which we've done before on an episode, like, think of your two favorite colors, or think of your favorite color, and then, like, what do you think when those are brought to you? My favorite color is gray, which fits... Like, I feel like, does this make sense? I might sound like a psychopath. If it's the inner me, like, I feel like I'm calm and, like sturdy. But then I feel like pink is my aura. Because I am bubbly and happy and, like, so glad to meet you. And, like, I can be like that, but I'm also, like, a secluded introvert. Maybe I'm bipolar, and those are my two personalities. I don't know. So, I feel like that fits, like, the inward me. But as far as the outer me, I'm more, like, Luna Lovegood, like... freaking weird, and everyone's like, I mean, McCade said, did we give McCade a shout out yet?
Shout out McCade.
Hey McCade, when Brady was asking his friends, hey, do you know Amanda, when he was getting set up with me, they were like, oh yeah, she's weird. So
she looks you in the eye in social dance.
Yes, that's true. So Holly, oh, where are you flipping to, and I'll meet you?
Oh, you're good. I was just trying to think of lost my train of thought on why I was moving over. Oh, Luna. I was going to go over to Luna's and be like, wonder if Luna.
I'll let you look, and then I'm going to skip ahead to Oak, because you said yours was...
English Oak.
English Oak.
Yeah.
I can't remember who also had Oak, but I did see one of the characters have...
Merlin himself.
Oh, there
English
you go.
Oak, another Slytherin.
Heck yeah, bro. Hagrid had Oak. Strength, wisdom, and healing. Which with Hagrid, definitely, I would say wisdom is such a niche thing. I mean, you're more experienced. I love it. you have more knowledge in certain things than I do, but I bet I can name more things about human anatomy than you can.
Oh yeah, hands down.
So... magical creatures, I bet Hagrid's got that, like, next to Newt Scamander. Wisdom.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say yes there. Strength, freaking half-giant, of course. And then healing, yeah, maybe not, like, magically, like, he's a healer, but, I mean, freak. Like, just look at how he treated Harry. A little creepy.
I got something for you, too. Like, right. If you want to hear the Wizarding World standard on English oak.
Let's hear it.
It's funny, because Hagrid actually imbues a lot of this. So, a wand for good times and bad. This is a friend as loyal as the wizard who deserves it. Wands of English oak demand partners of strength, courage, and fidelity. Less well known as for owners of English oak wands have powerful intuition and often an affinity with the magic of the natural world, with the creatures and plants that are necessary to wizardkind for both magic and pleasure. The oak tree is called king of the forest from the winter solstice up until the summer solstice. That solstice, I'm getting so tongue-tied.
No, you're good.
And it is wood. Its wood should only be collected during that time. So, yeah, a lot of affinity with the natural world, and I think Hagrid's about the most natural.
Yeah. Well, and then going to you, as far as, like, and sorry, hate to get mushy, but as far as, like, loyalty goes, like, that really stuck out. Like, I think out of all the friends we've, like, met and made in the past 10 years, like, you're the one that's stuck around the longest next to, Bucket. Hey, Bucket. Bucket would have an oak wand. Oh, we should have.
And after meeting Bucket, I can totally agree with that.
He is
like,
so charismatic. Like, I knew you guys would click. Like, you guys, like, you remind me of each other. So, yeah. But so I'm gonna give him an oak wand, unless he says I don't want an oak wand. But
and the neat thing about Hagrid's, it's hiding inside an umbrella.
Oh yeah.
Because it got snapped, and Dumbledore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Played some part and was like, oh, let's do this. And re-imbued it into an umbrella.
Does yours say what his core is? Because on mine it just says unknown.
No, but if I'm going to take a guess, I'm going to say dragon heartstring.
Okay. I could see that.
I could see Hagrid's being dragon heartstring.
Brady, I'm sorry. What if you could choose a tree? Oh. Would you, or is this beyond?
I have no idea. I'd have to look at them all. If I could, like, choose my own, I have no
idea.
Ooh,
can I choose one for you? But I don't know anything about this tree. Work with me, electronics. Redwood. Because you went to California. I know nothing about it, so this is going to be... Would it even be on Pottermore? Because Redwood's, like, a strictly American... Is it strictly American?
No.
Did they have Redwood in...
New Zealand. Yeah, we got it there.
Well, dry throat, sorry. Would they have it in England?
It's on the list.
Oh, hit it. Hit me with it while I look up.
Long quality Redwood is in short supply, yet in constant demand, due to its repetition for bringing... good fortune to its owner, as it usually is the case with one lore. The general populace have the truth back to front. Redwood wands are not themselves lucky, but are strongly attracted to witches and wizards who already possess the admirable ability to fall on their feet and make the right choice. To snatch advantage from catastrophe, combination of such a witch or wizard with a redwood wand is always intriguing, and I generally expect to hear of exciting exploits when I send the special pairing out into my workshop.
And then mine says, wellness, safety, longevity, wisdom, and communication.
Not me.
Not so good on the end. Not communication.
Not communication.
But wellness.
I do pretty good at landing on my feet.
Yeah, safety, longevity. You are like Larry, where I'm like, holy shit, you've had some stupid close calls. Wisdom, yeah, you're smartest guy I know. Longevity, you don't have a good track record looking at your genes. I know we don't know about your mom's side, but cancer runs deep in your family, yeah. And it scares me.
I mean, my dad's dad was like in his late 80s.
Grandma Max made it.
My grandma was pretty, in her 90s.
Yeah, she made it pretty far.
We don't know about my mom's parent, her biological parents. We know about her parents' parents.
Oh, yes.
But her biological parents are a mystery.
Sorry, that's what I meant. Anyways, would you want a redwood, or does that not resonate with your soul? We can think about it. We can stew on it.
If I had a list of everything I could pick, but
You take the test on Pottermore and it gives you...
Yeah, I don't
coming
know
what soon. We, I don't that's know on our, that's
we should
on
do,
our agenda.
We should do a combination. Like, we should have each other on each other's shows.
Let's do it.
Because if you guys listening, McCade, I'm starting a Wizarding World podcast. It will be called The Hairy House Elf.
Heck yeah. Let me know when it drops. I'll link it.
So...
Bucket's on and off. He sometimes listens. If he's still getting into Harry Potter like he was a while back, he definitely would listen. McCade, I don't think he's really into it. He might. He likes podcasts. But anyway, I have a few more lists and we have more time to kill. And this is fun. I love collaborating with you. Like, it makes it so much more exciting. So let's go over Holly, which I believe is Hermione's wand.
Yeah, let's haul it out.
Holly is Harry's wand.
Is it Harry's? I thought he had... Oh, no, that's...
No.
Yes, Vine is... Hermione is Vine.
All right, well, unfortunately, an emergency popped up, so we're going to be finishing... We're off to a great start. We are going to be finishing this one solo. I guess not solo.
Sans Tyler.
Yes.
I'll use that word, because son...
I've been hearing it a lot lately. Like, well, he's been popping up a lot on different things.
Well, I just listened to The Scared to Death the other day where Dan went on where he's like, I love the word sans instead of, like, saying without. You just say sans.
Yeah, but whatever. I've heard it on other things as well. But anyway, it was a great freaking episode. I want to save that for another topic with him because that was so fun to do with him. So come back anytime. And he didn't get to do his plug, so I'm going to do a really shitty, his plugs, as best I can. So please check him out on TikTok under TyGuy91, Wands at the Ready. You can find his podcast. I follow it on YouTube. I don't think it's on Spotify yet, but it's called, Multiplane. Can I help you?
I was going to say, it's on my podcast player that I use, but... There's only like 4 episodes, so.
Yeah, there's only a select few out on Spotify as well, but it's on YouTube, so Multiplane, and then be on the lookout for The Hairy House Elf. I will definitely drop those links when it goes live. Very excited about it. Would love to do a collab with you, Tyler. Thanks for the wands, and thanks for being a good sport putting up with my crazy antics. I figured we'll just end this with the Mad Libs. As we have been. And also, I was talking with Brady, and he said a tree that came to his mind when he's talking about wands was ebony, which that's not the scientific name of the tree, but I'm not going to even try to pronounce it. So if he's listening, wants to shoot back what Pottermore has to say about this, I could probably look it up. Maybe? I don't know.
I don't know if you have to make an account. I can look.
You can try. While I read my little description. Ebony reminds us that clarity is necessary when making decisions that impact the future of generations to come. Ebony is one of the world's most prized hardwoods because of its deep, dark color and dense wood. You feel like...
Wait, sorry. Read it again.
Dick jokes aside...
I was totally typing when you said that. Okay. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
I'll just read the darkened part, but it says, clarity is necessary when making decisions that impact the future of generations to come. So to me, shit, that just
That's really deep.
I know.
I thought it would just be something simple.
I thought it would too, because every other one's like, it's good for these. But it's believed to be one of the best woods for protection from negative people and energies. I feel like you're pretty good at. You're pretty good at, like, sloughing off. You don't let things bother you.
Yeah.
And when you do, they really bother you.
Oh, okay. I was just reading.
Because
this.
Of its dark color, Greeks associated ebony with death, melancholy.
Melancholy.
Melancholy. Melancholy, and the Underworld. Hades, the god of the dead, was said to sit on the throne made of ebony.
Oh.
So
I found, this says Pottermore Wiki, pottermore.fandom.com. I don't know if that's the same. I can ask Tyler later, but it basically says, stupid. It just says ebony is one of the woods used to make wands. And I was like, oh, no shit. description. The jet black wand wood has an impressive appearance and reputation, being highly suited to all manner of combative magic and to transfiguration. Ebony is happiest in the hands of those with the courage to be themselves, frequently nonconformist, highly individual, and comfortable with the status of outsider. Ebony wand owners have been found both among the ranks of the Order of the Phoenix and among the Death Eaters. In my experience, the ebony wand's perfect match is one who will hold fast to his or her beliefs no matter what the external pressure and will not be swayed lightly from their purpose. Holy shit.
That's pretty much you.
That's pretty much me.
Except for I can get you I feel like I've gotten you to sway on a few things.
Yeah.
If not, I didn't even get to ask Tyler. Did I get you to at least consider?
We can ask him.
We'll ask him.
So known users of ebony wands are Percival Graves. I don't know who that is. And
this sounds familiar.
Sirius Black.
When I was on my little thing, and it wasn't an official site. It was not an official site. Blah, blah, blah. It said unknown. So that is cool. But I will say the one thing that did not match up is it said that in mine that ebony's a really rare wood and yours does not make it sound rare, which wouldn't match up, especially if it needs to have magical properties. Let's say only one in three have it. Like that just like shrinks your...
Yeah.
But regardless, ebony wood for you until we take the official test and then we get told... different things, but
yeah, until we figure it out.
Let's wrap up with a Mad Libs. Brady,
all right,
give me a noun.
George Washington.
I should really just pause the episode while I'm writing so it's not just this awkward, like,
or write close so it's like ASMR.
Oh, I should get it louder. One of those,
oh, bits. Yeah, holy shit balls.
Give me a type of shelter.
A hut.
Give me a noun.
Stitch. From Lilo and Stitch, because I'm literally talking to him.
On Dreamlight Valley.
On Dreamlight Valley, yes.
Should I just put alien?
Oh, yep, we could. I'm also going to turn this down because I didn't realize it was that loud.
Verb ending in ed.
Pantsed. I haven't used that one before. That's a good one.
Noun.
Dildo.
I'm
trying to like half and half because I don't want to do like strictly our list. But
those are just there if we need them. Noun.
What's random? Boxing gloves. Boxing glove. One.
Adjective.
Oh, shoot. Jiggly.
Color.
Black. Does black count, or is it like one of those things where it's like the lack of color?
Wait, don't overthink it. Give me an animal.
A lion. Because Scar's right there also. I'm just looking at shit and I'm like, oh, there it is. Where's the answer?
Give me a noun.
Oh my, a carousel. It's right there.
Okay. Oh hell. Person.
Oh shit, I already used George Washington. Batman.
Could he use... Oh, can we just put Tyler? Just in honor of Tyler.
Yeah, go for it. Tyler, in honor of Tyler.
In honor of Tyler.
Everybody give a round of applause for Tyler. Wherever you are, McCade's sitting at your desk at work. Start clapping.
He could be driving.
Or driving. He could
don't
be.
Clap when you drive. Both hands on the wheel.
Both hands on the wheel. Clap, slap your face.
You can do the one-handed... Can you do the one-handed clap?
I don't know. I don't even know who knows what that is.
Oh, I'm clapping with one hand. Adjective?
Moist.
Noun?
Butt crack.
And last one, name.
John Cena. Does it have to be first and last or first?
I don't know.
I don't know either. John Cena.
Okay. Can you go somewhere light so I can read this?
No, it's nighttime on the game.
Well, I mean, can you go in a house or should
I
buy a fire?
I totally could. Give me 2 seconds.
I'll try.
So
this is a Harry Potter themed Mad Libs, especially for this episode.
Perfect.
Brady is running into the Ratatouille restaurant on Dreamlight Valley, so give me a minute, please.
Is this light enough?
No. But
all right.
I'll work with it.
Oh, sorry. I just went out. Going to Scrooge.
Okay. Well, this is... What exhilarating content.
This is not a plug for Dreamlight Valley, but if you have the option, play it. It is free on Game Pass. I think it's like $30 on Steam. Worth its weight in gold.
All right, now here is our Harry Potter Mad Libs. Once there lived a young George Washington named Harry Potter. Harry lived with his aunt and uncle in a hut on Private Drive, or Privet Drive.
Privet Drive, if you're British.
One day, Harry got an alien that told him that he was a wizard and that he had been pantsed to Hogwarts School of Dildo and Boxing Gloves. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, that so makes no sense.
He was so jiggly to go. At Diagon Alley, he bought a black lion.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
A carousel and his class books. At Hogwarts, he met his friend Ron and Tyler. His friends, Ron and Tyler.
Congratulations, Tyler.
Together, they decided to try and locate the moist butt crack stone.
Shut up. Is that real?
Yeah. There was only one problem. His archenemy, Lord John Cena, was trying to find him.
Oh, man.
And that is the gripping tale of the young George Washington named Harry Potter.
Well done. Yeah. I feel like that's standard now. You got to clap.
You're the one who started
it. I know. I'm going to clap every time now.
Oh, this is great. Can I please buy a big book of Mad Libs?
Yeah, we'll find one. We'll find a good one.
Well, anything you wanted to... So, as an outsider, as the mediator, how do you feel about Wands But Rocks?
Here's the thing.
You don't give a shit?
No, I was...
You got tears rolling down your face.
I was laughing good. I don't know. I was into it. Because you were like telling me, this is like, okay, well, this wand is like, or this rock is wisdom and longevity and, sorry, I was just pulling those out of my
head. No, it's fine. I have a list here.
But I'm like, those seem like they'd be good attributes in like a freaking wand, you know? Because everybody's like, well, wands, you're going to have the wise wizards or the whatevers. And I'm like, those seem, they seem to go hand in hand, because I'm like, longevity, yeah, you want to live long. Wisdom, of course. Like, I mean, not everybody's going to have wisdom, because you have your smart wizards, you have your dumb wizards, but the dumb wizards are also useful, because they're usually the people that don't, like, give their life for you, you know, and the smart wizards are like, I'm too smart to give my life for you. And so it's like, you kind of look at it and go, okay, well, as you're reading the list of, like, the woods, and the woods are, like, similar, they have similar qualities, and then you're like, well, the rocks also have the similar quality. I'm like, that makes, to me, it makes sense, because I feel like Tyler's argument was like, okay, it has to be naturally occurring or whatever, but I'm like, well, Phoenix Feather isn't naturally occurring. Like, yeah, he said it has to be organic and grown and whatever. I'm like, okay, a Phoenix Feather.
It's organic.
It's organic, but
I'm like, so are rocks.
So are rocks.
And naturally grown. Sorry, like, I feel like, well, I'm leading the conversation.
No, you're good. What was that rock you had?
Celestite?
Celestite. I'm like, okay, celestite, that occurs naturally. Yes, you can make, like, I don't know if you can make it in or whatever, but I'm like, volcano rock. Like, yeah, that's not made naturally. I mean, it's made naturally, but it's not like, that just doesn't occur. Like, it has to be a volcano to make the volcano rock. But a volcano rock has to have its own properties. And so I'm kind of like, I see both sides, but at the same time, I kind of lean with you where I'm like, you could take a shaving from a rock. And I didn't want to go there, but I'm going to go there.
As the core?
Yeah, like, just take a hatchet and just chop off a bit, you know, unless it's like obsidian where it's so hard. I don't know if that's true.
I mean, we're wizards, so can we not crack obsidian with magic?
I mean, you can crack obsidian with diamond pickaxe from Minecraft.
Going off Minecraft rules now.
Minecraft rules. I don't know if that's actually how you crack obsidian, but like obsidian, I feel like obsidian in a like in a wand would be pretty badass. Because you're like, oh, it's a friggin' lava rock. Like, isn't that what obsidian is?
I don't think it is.
I'm still going off of Minecraft rules, so I don't know. I don't 100% know. But
Brady's extensive knowledge of of rocks, it comes from Minecraft.
It all comes from Minecraft. Redstone is a real thing that happens in the real world. but I'm like, okay. So that, to me, because obsidian to me seems kind of like, not a mystical rock, but it's like a special rock. Because, like I said, it's from hot lava. And so I'm like, that would be pretty badass to have obsidian inside of a wand. So I'm not going to, like, so I guess we're kind of going, like, I don't know if you meant it, like, the actual stone as the wand.
Well, that was my second question is, because the original argument was the original stone but the wand.
Yes.
Because that's what I bought. And then, sorry about my dry throat.
I like it. It's hot.
Thank you. So my original question, or my next question was going to be, so would you more be on the page of the original argument, which was, the wand as the rock, or the, I feel like it was the happy medium, the, all-inclusive, what's the word I'm trying to look for? The compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Of, okay, tip of the wand or an accessory to wand, like dangling off like a charm, which do you think works?
I don't know, because I like your wand that you have that's made out of wood. Sorry, I'm looking at you in a wood chair right now. I like your wand that's made out of stone. Like, that to me is really cool, but I don't necessarily think it would be as, what's the word, like, as smooth, as fluid as like a wood wand, because I feel like wood is super easy. So I feel like it might be easier to take and to make a core out of the rock and put it in wood, whereas lighter, you know, because then you'd have like, it would still have the rock in it, but then it would be light, so you could still do all the movements that you needed to do with a wand, the swish and flick, if you will, you know, deep cuts. But I don't know. I like the idea of the whole rock. So I think it's kind of like both. Okay. If I'm gonna, that's a cop out if I've ever said one, but I'm gonna take it.
Well,
as I love your wand. I love your rock wand. I think it's really cool that it's the shape it is, because it looks kind of like a wand. Like it's more. I feel like wands have like a fat base and they're skinny all the way to the end, whereas yours just kind of goes like fat to skinny, and it's just kind of like a. Not a triangle, but you know what I'm saying. Like it's it's like a straight line to a thin point. And like I think that's cool. It probably wouldn't be as easy to use as like a wood wand. So I don't know. I kind of have a cop out. Like for me, I would like to have, if you were gonna assign me a rock wand, I'd be fine with the whole stone as a rock wand, because I'd be fine with using it. But if somebody's like not as adept to using like more of their strength, like for lack of a better term, a wuss, then they might want, you know, the wood wand with the rock core.
Okay. All right. Well, I think a good way to wrap it up is how about for those who want it? Or maybe it's, we could go to the wand chooses the user.
Mm.
So maybe someone does have a rock wand, a stone wand, or a crystal wand, you know, just because that's what chose them. So I guess whatever floats your boat, whatever makes you happy. I have good news for you, sir.
Okay.
Obsidian is a naturally occurring volcanic glass formed when lava extruded from a volcano cools rapidly with minimal crystal growth.
All right, Minecraft did not lie to me.
And then as far as its properties, it is used for feng shui, spiritual connection, and protection. It is also known as spiritual cleanser because of its ability to absorb psychic smog and help to see things more clearly.
Whoa.
This down here says that it's lucky. Nope, it just protects you from negative energies, so. You were right about obsidian.
Nice.
See, I was thinking, like, because I know lava stone, it was a thing.
Yeah. But. Well, it's funny that as soon as you said, smog, I walked outside. Like, sorry, I don't mean to keep talking about Starlight Valley, Dreamlight Valley, my bad. But as soon as I walked outside, I was in smog, and it was, like, right as you said smog, so I was like, oh, spooky.
Spooky. Not as spooky as last episode.
Not as spooky as last episode. That knocking. That
and, was fucking... and our son was screaming bloody murder throughout the night, and all I could think of, because I went and, this has nothing to do with anything, we're running over time, but if you listen to last week's episode, like, we had like a ghostie hanging out with us or something.
Yeah.
And it knocked on the window, and what happened was yesterday before we started, when I was putting my son to bed, I saw something creepy in his bedroom behind the rocking chair, but I chose to say, I just imagined that was his blanket. So yeah. I walked by, because his blanket was, like, it could have been his blanket.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw a really creepy face. Shoot, what did it kind of look like? I don't know, it had like... almost like Hood from My Hero Academia, but it had more of a visible face.
Wait, who's Hood?
The intelligent Nomu that fights.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
fights Endeavor, yeah. Kamino? No, Kamino's the place that gets trashed.
I don't remember the name of the place, but I know.
But yeah, and there's the Look at Him Kid or whatever his name is.
Yeah, fighting him when he attacks him at lunch or whatever.
So it kind of had like a sunk. I don't know how to explain it. Fucking creepy, though. Okay?
I mean...
I chose to say that was just his blanket. I didn't really see that because that's what I thought happened. And I just freaked myself out. And then everything happened last night with the ghosties and whatever. And then our son wakes up. What time did he wake up?
It was like 4:30. It was so freaking early.
He was screaming. Like, screaming his little head off. Just kept crying in bed. And then, like, we do this thing called 5 minutes, where, like, sometimes they're just fussy, so just give them 5 minutes to self-soothe, but I never let it go more than 5 minutes, because that just doesn't sit right with me. No shame to anyone who does more, just me as a mother don't like doing that. But So we gave him 5 minutes, and he, like, he screamed like he's never screamed before. And, like, when I was holding him in my bed, all I could think of, like, that image of that creepy thing I saw, like, kept popping back into me. But instead of just seeing its face, I was seeing its whole body. And then this is a little weird, but I was, like, kind of falling asleep. And as I was about to fall asleep, that image would pop into my head. And then our son would start screaming louder. Jeez. Like, he'd be going to sleep, so I'd be drifting off. And then I'd, like, that'd pop in my head, and he'd scream, and I'd wake up. And so, yeah. Don't know if it was connected. I did ask, because Brady said he was going to bless the house. And I did ask him, hey, did you bless the house? Yeah. And he's like, nope. And I was like,
No, I totally forgot. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. But, yeah, it was a super spooky episode last time, so.
Yeah, it was pretty. I was thinking about that, actually, when Tyler got here, when I was, like, going outside to get a drink. I was like, do I tell him? Like, not that it's, like.
I'm so sorry.
You're good. It's not like it's one of those things where I'm like, I'm trying to keep a secret. Like, I don't want to tell somebody that my house is haunted, but it was like.
Does he believe in ghosts?
I have no idea.
I never had that convo with him.
We have not had that conversation, but. So I don't want to be like, oh, yeah, hey, by the way, you know, if it was somebody, like, that was interested in ghosts, and I was like, hey, just so you know, this happened, so keep an eye and ear out for anything.
Keep an open mind.
Anything supernatural, which I think, or no, sorry, I'm thinking of paranormal. I wonder if supernatural means the same word. It's just, like, not natural.
Yeah, it's super.
Because paranormal, like, literally means, like, anything outside of the norm, right?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if supernatural is the same thing. I don't know. Maybe I'm just full of shit, but.
Well, I think I like the mood you're in. And I think this episode's run long, so we'll let everyone have a good night. Go to bed. I don't know.
Or a good day if you're listening to this.
Or a good day. Get on with their lives. They got things to do, yeah. But.
Be good.
Thank you for listening. I loved this. I love having Tyler on. He's such a fun guy to talk to, especially about Harry Potter. Like I said.
Hopefully he was open-minded enough to take what you had to say into consideration.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't want to make him convert fully. I just wanted him to consider.
Yeah.
Just consider. So hopefully we achieved that. And if not, that's fine. We could talk wands more, because that was fun as hell. Anyway. I'm Amanda. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Brady.
And we can't wait to talk to you next time.
And we love you.